Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and we continue to move forward day by day, little by little, through the Gospels. We are now into Matthew chapter 23. And so let's dive right in. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees teach with Moses' authority. So be careful to do everything they tell you, but don't follow their example, because they don't practice what they preach. They make loads that are hard to carry and lay them on the shoulders of the people. However, they are not willing to lift a finger to move them. They do everything to attract people's attention. They make their headbands large and their tassels on their shawl long. They love the place of honor at dinners and the front seats in synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have people call them rabbi. But don't make others call you rabbi, because you have only one teacher and you are all followers. And don't call anyone on earth your father, because you have only one father, and he is in heaven. Don't make others call you a leader, because you have only one leader, the Messiah. The person who is greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever honors himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be honored. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You lock people out of the kingdom of heaven, you don't enter yourselves, and you don't permit others to enter when they try. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You cross land and sea to recruit a single follower, and when you do, you make that person twice as fit for hell as you are. How horrible it will be for you, you blind guides. You say to swear an oath by the temple doesn't mean a thing, but to swear an oath by the gold in the temple means a person must keep his oath. You blind fools. What is more important, the gold or the temple that made that gold holy? Again, you say, to swear an oath by the altar doesn't mean a thing, but to swear an oath by the gift on the altar means a person must keep his oath. You blind men. What is more important, the gift or the altar that makes that gift holy? To swear an oath by the altar is to swear by it and everything on it. To swear an oath by the temple is to swear by it and by the one who lives there. And to swear an oath by heaven is to swear by God's throne and the one who sits on it. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give God 1/10 of your mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected justice, mercy, and faithfulness. These are the most important things in Moses' teaching. You should have done these things without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain gnats out of your wine, but you swallow camels. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cups and dishes, but inside they are full of greed and uncontrolled desires. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cups and dishes, so that on the outside may also be clean. How horrible it will be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs that look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead people's bones and every kind of impurity. So on the outside you look as though you have God's approval, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. How horrible it would be for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the monuments of those who had God's approval. Then you say, if we had lived at that time of our ancestors, we would not have helped murder the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead and finish what your ancestors started. You snakes, you poisonous snakes! How can you escape being condemned to hell? I'm sending you prophets, wise men, and teachers of the scripture. You will kill and crucify some of them. Others you will whip in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. As a result, you will be held accountable for all the innocent blood of those murdered on earth, from the murder of the righteous Abel to that of Zechariah the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. I can guarantee this truth. The people living now will be held accountable for all these things. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone to death those sent to you. How often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing. Your house will be abandoned, deserted. I can guarantee that you will not see me again until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. In this passage, Jesus is going after the scribes and Pharisees, and you want to go, yeah, go get him, Jesus, go get him. And then all of a sudden, when you take a little closer look at it, it's like, oh, maybe I could be like that. The Bible is a mirror to our souls. And as we look at this passage, I just want us just to think about those times that we have hypocrisy in our lives, when we say one thing and yet do another. That's what Jesus is condemning the Pharisees for, is their life and their talk didn't match. How many times does our talk and our walk not match? That's what Scripture is best at, pointing to our souls, our need of our Savior, Jesus. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time of year as we celebrate the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus. And so, Father, I just pray that we would look into our own souls and that your Scripture would be a mirror so that we could see those places where we have hypocrisy running rampant in our lives. Lord, we love you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. I can't wait to see you back tomorrow on Christmas Eve.